Right. So, well, thanks for coming. And I'm just going to start with introducing myself a bit. This was quite a few years ago. Some things have not changed. I still love to chat. And this is my mother on the left and my granny on the right. And I was saying goodbye to her. I didn't realize I was never going to see her again, but that's her. She was going back to Northern Ireland. I'm from Seattle. Well, yeah, I was brought up in Seattle. My mother was from Northern Ireland. And that was her going back. And then when I was about 12, I went to Northern Ireland and I loved it. And I wanted to, I couldn't wait to get back. And when I was 23, I went and stayed and never went back to the States. So I did my degree and I got into, I did physics actually at Queen's University, which is in Belfast. And then I joined British Telecom and did software engineering or work there. And that's when things started to, after some time there, I was working on set-top boxes. So the set-top boxes that used to have your TV, various things like that. And I was on the dev team, and there was this back-end test system that if you were lucky, it took you a week to build this thing. And that was when I got introduced, or I discovered, I think it was just purely me looking around for some way to automate this, and I discovered Puppet. And I turned this thing that was a week to build manually, and it was horrendous, very complex, to be something that was produced in 5 minutes. And from then I wasn't a Puppet employee at that stage, but I'm actually sorry, I don't know that I didn't join sooner. Here I am now, I'm a Puppet employee, perforce Puppet employee. But that just sold it. And the thing about just that, the chaos of this, this process, this manual thing that would, destroy your life nearly, was corralled and made orderly like a puzzle. So a few years now in Puppet, and I've worked in support for a number of years, and then moved into the engineering side there just about a year and a bit ago. So and up until then, I was using one of the Intel Macs, which had the capability of using VirtualBox and things like that. So I don't know if any of you guys, I get this new Mac, the Silicon one, and it's like, where are all my tools? I can't use the tools that I rely on. But fortunately, I discovered OrbStack. If you're not familiar with OrbStack, that's their logo. And amazing. So I was in this conversation with a guy from our professional services team. He's no longer with the company, Jeff Clark. And I was getting very excited about this OrbStack because you can spin up VMs within seconds. 5 to 10 seconds, you have a VM. And I prefer those to Docker containers. You can use Docker containers and test things, but much nicer for me personally to go on to a VM where I have command line tools and I can troubleshoot and I can, it's a closer to a real system. So I then was in this conversation with Jeff Clark, and I was saying, yeah, I love it. And I love Bolt, and I wrote this bit of Ruby code that just kind of queries OrbStack and then generates a Bolt inventory. And he was like, you've got to write a plugin. So I'd never written a plugin before. But that's what I've done now and what I'm going to show you. So so if you're not familiar with plugins, I will show you if you're not, but there's documentation obviously that tells you about plugins, and you can go on there. And there are plugins that you can reuse. So for example, There's a YAML plugin. So if you have an inventory file and some of that configuration might be credentials, could be, you know, password and other stuff. Well, with something like the YAML plugin, you can take those credentials and put them somewhere secret, you know, on your system and pull them in. So it's a nice, handy kind of Swiss Army knife, all-purpose sort of kind of plugin. There's also a plugin for Vault and things like that, you know, other plugins, PuppetDB. So there's a few baked in plugins that you can reuse, but it's actually very easy to write your own. And so that's why there isn't an OrbStack plugin. And I just thought, this is, yeah, let's have a go. And so that's what, so now, what I have some documents online. I have a repo online explaining how to use this plugin in detail with tutorials and various things and how to use it as a gem. And so I'm just kind of linking out to that. And now I'm going to just give you a quick demo of the original script. So this is the original script that I wrote. Okay, and I have Orby there. Yeah, I just called it. I mean, it's a little executable name. But it produces this inventory. And if I pass in groups like I've got there, then I can dynamically generate groups. Okay, so I'll just give you a quick demo here. So here we go. Right, so what I'm going to do first is show you, there's OrbStack, okay? So I've already got a few machines on there, right? Now if I type Orby, and this is my Ruby script, if I type Orby, out comes, sorry?
Can you zoom in?
Oh, zoom in, yes. Okay, let's see, now how am I gonna do that? Plus, yeah, ooh, that's too much. Is that better, yeah? I could probably get rid of this. Better, yeah? Okay. So that is a working inventory, right? And for me to prove that, I just need to, I'm going to make a directory, and I'm going to call it proof, okay? CD proof. Now, to create a Bolt project is very simple with Bolt itself. So I'm going to go Bolt, and I always get this a bit mixed up. I think it's project init usage, but I might have those mixed up in the wrong way. Oh, good. Looks like I did it right. Okay. So what this has done is it's literally given me two files. That's it. So one is this Bolt project, and there's nothing to it, right? And the other is a sample inventory. So if you want to handcraft your inventory, you can, and that's just some kind of examples, right? But I don't want that. I want to hook into my Bolt inventory. So I am going to remove that inventory file. I'm going to remove the inventory file. Okay, now if I go Bolt, now I want to look at I don't have an inventory file. So I'm just going to again show you that this is working or not working as we expect. If I go Bolt inventory show, no targets, there's nothing. I don't have an inventory, right? But now if I use that Ruby script and I go Orby, and I go, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go T, and inventory.yaml. So that's produced that, and I'm pretty sure that's there now. Okay, good. So there's my new inventory that I've just generated. Now if I go Bolt inventory show, there's my stuff, right? So I've got those agents. Now, if I go over to OrbStack and I go sneaky new one, okay? And I'll just go here, or actually, Let's give it a different one altogether. Let's go. Where's Rocky? There it is. So, okay, so we'll create a Rocky one, sneaky new one, and then there. Okay, so I've got a VM, Rocky Linux. Now, if I go back to this, now because this is just a script and it's, you know, I'm going to have to manually run it again. So if I go orbt inventory and I go bolt inventory show, I've got my sneaky new one in there now, right? So now I can use this. I mean, with that, I can use this now. So if I want to bolt command, just to show you that it's working, I think uname minus a will give me the, anyways, bolt command run, and I'm going to go host name to start with. Targets equals all. Okay, so it's run on all those targets. Now, same again, you can do this with a script. You can write plans, which is pure Puppet code. It once you've got that set up, you can do whatever you want. You know, that's what I love about this. And so now the next thing that I wanted to show you was, so is that second one, because this one I found really, really nice. Okay, so so if I run the same, so what this does now is this is going to automatically group my servers into some custom group that I want, right? So I have, if we go back to my orbit, I have some agents and I have some compilers there. So I want two groups, one, an agent group and a compiler group, okay? So if I go now to orbi minus g and I go agent group, okay, with a regex, I'll just leave it short, and compile star, boom. And now that is, I'm going to go T again. Tree.yaml. Okay, so what this has done is it's added this stuff at the end, right? And so you've got groups now, and there's another kind of nice feature in here, but anyways, we've got two groups. We've got agent group and compiler group. It's also added a fact, which is really nice. So if you have Puppet code and you want to pass up, there's your fact. You can use that fact and switch on the fact, you know, single line of code, and it'll deal with, and that is flexible too. So you can add facts to your heart's content, you know, suitable to your need. So that's now my inventory. So now if I go bolt inventory show targets, oh, let's go bolt group show. I think it's bolt group show. So bolt group show, there. I've got all, which is your default, you always get all. And I've got agent and compiler. Now if I go bolt inventory show targets, and my group agent, there's my agents. Okay? So now, of course, now I can do stuff specifically on groups. And then I can access those facts too. Okay, so that is the high level. That's the functionality of this code, right there. Okay. Now, how do you make it into a plugin? So this is great that you can do this, right? But I don't want to be doing that all the time, manual. I just want to have a simple, you know, just always fresh Orbi. Or OrbStack inventory. So these are the key files. So it basically, and I'll just do it for you, but the Bolt project one, obviously, if you have a Bolt project, you have to have that. That's your initial thing. The inventory file, yes, but it's gonna be different from what I showed you. It's gonna plug in the OrbStack plugin. And that's all it is, it's two lines. And then Oh, sorry, this is the basic plugin. This is how to make a plugin. Sorry. So this, I've got 5 minutes. Okay. Right, let's go. So, oh, I'm going to have to come out of here. My goodness. So these are the links to the demos. So it's all here, how to set this up, okay? So I'll just kick off here, okay? So I've got 5 minutes to show you this working. And what this is gonna do is behave like a plugin, okay? I've got hard-coded inventory in it. So, but if you wanna use something like this, you just extend it, you know, add more code to call out to whatever. So the first thing is to create my inventory file. Okay, so I'm going to remove the old one. Okay, and then I'm going to create this new one. And you can see it's 2 lines, right? The version and the plugin. Basic plugin is this thing, right? So now if I go bolt inventory show, it's going to fail. Yeah, it's good. Unknown plugin, right? I have to make the plugin. So that's where I come down here. So to create a plugin, then I'm going to make this directory, and I am then going to initialize the, you know, do create these other files that I mentioned. So that's me. I've created this modules directory. Anything in the modules directory is loaded by bolt there. So it just comes. And then I'm going to create. So this is the bolt plugin config, right? So a Puppet module needs a metadata.json. A bolt plugin needs this. So I do this. And then now this is the bit, and I'm just gonna, right. So here I am, I'm creating, so if you're familiar with tasks, Puppet tasks, well, I'm just gonna create a task here, a special task called resolve. Sorry, here's the metadata for it. Bang. And there is the code. This is just Ruby code with a hard-coded inventory in it. Ooh, did that do it? Cat inventory. No, cat. Oh, sorry. I think it did it. Yeah, it did it, did it, did it. Okay, so then, yeah, this is just going to prove that it works, right? So if I run bolt inventory show. Okay, so that's my hard-coded inventory. And if I go, where is it? Demo, modules, tasks, resolve reference. If I change this, you know, to be something, Bob, right? That's my plugin, just to prove to you that this is actually not. So there's Bob, right? So I've changed that. So anyways, that is a whirlwind tour of plugins. And if you want to grab me sometime, I can go through, if you're interested, I can go in more detail with some of this stuff. And any questions?
That's time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would encourage questions outside, though.
Yeah, yes. Questions outside.